I'm going to switch gears for a minute and cover some of our amazing new wellness consults and how some of them are pretty complicated, actually. Had a gentleman who requested questions about itching eyes. The most common thing is a low-grade infection in the eyes, so recommend Silver 100, 2 drops in each eye 4 times a day. Aller Block, which is a non-sedating natural antihistamine. If your budget permits, I would add Power C Plus, 2 to 3 capsules at least twice a day. You can go to Allergan, which is the first and only enzyme. We have one lab that makes it for us in Europe that actually gets rid of histamine. So that protocol works really well. For gallstones, you want to use GastroHeal, zinc carnosine, heals the GI tract gut lining, as well as the lining of the gallbladder and bile ducts. IBS care, which is a gut-released form of carnitine to normalize peristaltic myenteric plexus, which prevents the formation of stones in the gallbladder and pushes the bile out properly. Magnesium potassium citrate, that along with BioLVR, which is our activated B6, B12 and folic acid will actually prevent stone formation. And then the anti-inflammatory that reverses the changes within the wall of the bile ducts and gallbladder is Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules 3 times a day. So that protocol works really well. You can actually do a trapped abdominal ultrasound to look for the change in the sludge. I try to do this well before you end up needing a lithotripsy or a transabdominal, minimally invasive surgery to remove gallstones. Because there's always complications and always pain, not like the old gallbladder surgery years ago where we do a cholecystectomy and then you'd be laid up for months because we had to do opening up from stem to stern to get your gallbladder. Adrenal support. A lot of people don't realize when they're chronically tired that maybe their adrenal glands are gone or their diurnal pattern is abnormal. You can determine that pattern by doing a saliva test, and I recommend directlabs.com. You can order the test kit yourself. And that in that test kit, you get saliva measuring DHEA, which is a pre-hormone for adrenal hormones, cortisol, and melatonin. If you have a normal pattern, you're laughing. If you don't, you want to start on adrenal support gland, 1 to 2 capsules in the morning, DHEA and pregnenolone, 1 to 2 pumps in the upper abdomen, lower chest. A lot of time, if the adrenal's going, also the thyroid is not functioning properly, you want to measure the levels on blood of free T4, free T3, and more importantly, free reverse T3 or RT3, which all LabCorp and Quest Labs do. And you also want to measure a core body temperature chart. If you're hypothermic, which means low temperature, if you have a high reverse T3, your TSH test is useless no matter what your T4 and T3 are. You're hypometabolic, which is a better term. We call it type 2 hypothyroidism or hypometabolic. You find most of the time these people have elevated blood insulin levels, elevated cortisol, elevated glucagon levels, and they have what we call zombie fat, which means they have, if you do a thermogram, you find chunks of fat around their abdomen, especially males' lower abdomen, side handles, under their arms, women around their hips. And the thermographic evidence is that this fat basically is metabolically turned off and just accumulating fat because the insulin shoves the calories into the fat storage and it doesn't come out and burn off. So we have nutraceuticals for that as well. And things like Force Colon, 2 capsules morning and mid-afternoon. Don't take it too late or you'll be Energizer Bunny. One soft gel twice a day to 1 a day of LipoFlush. And, of course, you want to be taking things to support your thyroid and adrenals to make sure you normalize insulin, like leptin metabolic that will lower leptin levels so you have more normal appetite. Insulin resistance with dibetaline, berberostatin, biotin plus, and perhaps adding chromium cruciferate. Minerals plus, very important for the minerals that are going to reduce insulin resistance. So if you don't have these corrected, the metabolic problems, even if you've lost the weight, you'll regain it. That's why a lot of people, they've discovered, for example, the average person who loses weight needs to keep their calorie intake down 25% below the normal height and weight for the same person, and they also have to keep their carbs low because sugar itself, for every gram of sugar you eat, you know, straight sugar, you lose 20 grams of magnesium. That's a lot of magnesium. If you lose magnesium and you're losing other trace minerals like copper and zinc, you lose SOD1, you get increased insulin resistance, you get increased free radicals, you lose superoxidismutase, you lose nitric oxide synthase, you develop hypertension, which goes directly with it, you get vascular disease. Again, sugar is poison, multigrain breads, organic food. I like Ezekiel bread particularly, especially multigrain Ezekiel, because it's sprouted, it's not going to have the phytates that are going to grab the minerals in your body. So Ezekiel-type breads that are multigrain are great. The best test for otherwise for looking at your glands is the QRMA. That's a quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, and the biophoton signature will tell you if your thyroid and adrenal are normal, or if you want to do testing, directlabs.com for adrenal testing. So that's the way to approach it. Let's look at some of the other things we have here. We have people that are wondering, you know, if I got a genetic defect, can you contact Dr. Deal? Yes. If you have a lot of medical records, I'm going to charge you for my time to analyze all your gene SNPs with Prometheus after you get your 23andMe. There are other labs, by the way. There's a lab in Australia, labs in Europe, but not nearly as comprehensive as 23andMe and Prometheus, that for a $5 simple charge will do a calculation in about 20 minutes of all your gene SNP polymorphisms. And if you send me these files, I can tell you exactly which nutraceuticals to overcome any metabolic defect you have, whether it's a bizarre one or unusual. I can solve that. That's one of my skill sets. Night sweats. And we have hormone synergy, we call also flash away. Two capsules in the morning, no more hot flashes. Mood elevator is very good for normalizing adrenals, especially elevated cortisol at night, along with Calm Mind and Brain Mag. And I tell people, don't just take it at night. Take the Calm Mind and Brain Mag during the day, a smaller amount, half a scoop to a scoop of each, two or three times a day, and then take a double dosage an hour before bedtime. Hypertension. What is hypertension? It's your heart trying to compensate for your blood vessels not working. That's the best way to describe it. And it means your perfusion is decreased, so your body senses it through the carotid body, the kidneys, and ACE receptor enzyme activation. A whole series of processes metabolically that go well beyond Guytonian physiology, taught 50 years ago, explains that the body tries to compensate, including upregulating your autonomic nervous system and your CNS to cause a fight-or-flight reaction. Now, the regular doctors are going to give you a beta blocker, which, you may, if you're a male, will make you fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. Okay? Don't do it. You know, you can walk along and see the number of hypertensive males in their 50s, 60s, and 70s are going bald, and you can tell if they're on Atenolol. Not a good thing. Okay? So the first thing you want to do is you want to be on cardiovascular to protect your endothelium. You want to be taking vein away, elagic acid, and omega supreme krill with astaxanthin. You want to take Supernox to release nitric oxide and BioLVR to make tetrahydrobiopterin, which makes your nitric oxide. And you're going to start correcting the problems. But you have to lower insulin resistance. That means cutting out sugars. It means taking the minerals. It means taking chromium, vanadium, and all the other minerals that are going to keep your levels of superoxidismutase up. And by the way, our Nutrient Defense has SOD1 enzyme. It has things to stop the Fenton reaction. It has things to stop stealth infections, because people that become ill, let's say diabetes or prediabetes, are loaded to the gunnels with mycobacteria, which are a cousin of TB, believe it or not. Now, if you want an energy boost, a sports energy light drink. Half a teaspoon of D-ribose, which converts to ATP, adenosine triphosphate, one scoop of Brain Mag, and then the Mega Muscles amino acid, branched chain amino acids. And I recommend the NADH tablets, 1 to 2 tablets twice a day. NADH is nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. Between ATP and NADH, you're going to be the energized but not wired. And again, the Sports Energy Light is a green coffee extract, which is slow release of caffeine, better than a 5-hour energy drink, mitochondrial support, antioxidants. It is fantastic. In fact, I have it in my glass, and I always have it sipping here while I do my show. So there's no need for you to suffer or get your electrolytes out of balance, especially if you're exercising. I get some strange emails sometimes. One male's just quit drinking. He has brain fog and wondering what products you can recommend to cleanse body and return focus. Well, you know, if you're trying to fix brain fog, here's the what you want to do. Number one, you want to take Cognition Plus and Brain Power. You may add Synaptin. You can take cytidine or CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, and or uridine if you're a slow acetylator. Uridine will jump over that. Ultrathiamine B1. Immediately, brain's going to wake up. Then you want to add energy. Use the NADH tablets, D-ribose, and CoQ10 ubiquinol, which is a fat water-soluble form that's going to be a reserve form to cross the brain. Your brain's going to wake up. And if you're trying to improve brain function to protect it, Brain Mag is very important to protect the brain from oxidative stress. Calming the nervous system down so you're in a more, we call it calm state, is Calm Mind. So Calm Mind, Brain Mag, that combination is fantastic. It really is. And let's see now. I brought this up the other day, and I want to repeat it. For those people who want me to provide consults for people that we don't have their name and they're a friend of their friend and they've never ordered, I don't do those. The person that wants the consult, again, it's free, has to contact me directly. So I know their name, I have their phone number, I know what their medical issues are, and I'm communicating with them only. I don't do it through a proxy or a third party. When you're dealing with something really serious like, you know, rhabdomyolysis, and it sounds awful because it is, it means your muscles and your heart and your skeletal striated muscles are actually now destroying themselves because you took Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, one of these HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. And these drugs are dangerous. They should be outlawed. And the doctors that do it, as they say, they should be strung up with their own stethoscope and their script pad, you know. Omega Supreme Krill is the first thing you want to do. The astaxanthin will protect your blood vessels. CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Ubiquinol, both. VascuCare Carnitine, Propionyl Carnitine, Mount Red Velvet to rebuild the structure of the heart. Collagen Max to rebuild the actual collagen structure of the heart. For mitochondrial support, mitochondrial catalyst, D-ribose, uridine, NADH, MycoD2 for the specific nutraceuticals that are going to help the stem cells find their way off your microcirculation, because it's going to have ergothionine, which is one of the first steps in regenerating tissue. Level 2, mild hyperbaric oxygen. This person is dying. They need mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone and probably an oxygen concentrator. Transthoracic epigenetic therapy, you know, lumen photon therapy, pulse magnetic field, pulse sound, etc. They have lots of different options now and more coming soon. Level 3 care, DNA organ-specific peptides I get from the European Academy of Sciences. Level 4 care, stem cell lines. And the two that I find most effective are, number one, autologous stem cells multiplied 2 to 4 weeks and then given back to you. Not the same day, or not from your fat tissues, or not from umbilical cord stem cells. They're not effective. They may reduce inflammation, but they're not going to take. And the other form of stem cells, or what's called stem cell lines, like Stematica in San Diego, that has clinics in Astana, Kazakhstan, at their major hospital there, and also in the Santa Clarita Clinic in Tijuana, just south of the U.S. border. And they'll actually send a limo up, bring you down for the afternoon, boom, it's just an intravenous, you're done. It's that simple. It's like, you got to be kidding. So, you know, the stem cells will find their place if, number one, I clean you up so that the soil of your body will take the stem cell and it'll regenerate. And we use all of these levels of care to make sure that the stem cells take. You know, when you're cardiovascular disease is really serious. And one case I had here was a lady in her 90s where she was basically in end-stage low cardiac index and dying. And I told him, I said, of course cardiovascular is good. She should probably take 15 drops or one capsule 3 times a day, VascuCare, a tablet 2x a day, and then CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Ubiquinol. That, before we even give mitochondrial support, will bring her cardiac index up and she'll actually get perfusion, because she's getting to the point where if she gets decreased perfusion to her brain and kidneys, she'll go into multi-system organ failure and she's going to die. But we can reverse that. In fact, we can give nutraceuticals that change the whole, we call fatality curve of congestive heart failure, end-stage heart disease from multiple blocked arteries. Systemic infections. We have people that just get every infection possible. And we have triple threat. Neutrodyne, number one, 15 to 20 drops, 3 times a day in water. NutriDefense, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. Silver 100, topically to the areas like tinea versicolor or infections. And orally, 1 spray or 3 drops for 10 pounds body weight, 3 to 4 times a day. Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules, 3 times a day. And, of course, Cell Defense Plus to boost the immune system and get rid of and boost the natural killer cell activity along with the NutriDefense. We also have immune immunoglobulins, IgG and IgM and immunoglobulins. We're also working on a new product that will be coming out later this year. It's a vanilla-flavored avian immunoglobulin complex for all 26 major human pathogens. And you can take it in a drink daily, and it'll boost your immune system to fight all these major pathogens that affect humans, from pneumonia to skin infections to whatever. and it's far superior to a vaccine. It actually transfers to your immune cells the ability to multiply against all these major pathogens. Hypothyroidism. Do not take synthetic thyroid. It is stupid. The doctors that do that, get away from them. If they don't understand that glandular thyroids are the only ones that work, and the best one is going to provide thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus, which is our mitothyroid. You want to take two capsules in the morning and may repeat in the mid-afternoon if your core body temperatures are low or if you have a low free T3 and free T4 or elevated reverse T3. Neutrodyne, 10 drops in water twice a day minimum. And Minerals Plus, and perhaps also selenium cruciferate. Minerals Plus is all the minerals for mood, for mitochondrial support, and for thyroid conversion. You need six minerals besides iodine to do odoring 5' deiodination. Toe arthritis. Inflamex. 5 capsules twice a day to 3 times a day. Joint performance, 2 capsules twice a day. Tendon mender, 2 capsules twice a day. Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day. You can add mountain red velvet, 2 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day. Open one of them under your tongue. You're going to start healing topically. You can use pregnenolone and curcumin cream. And get proper gel orthotics. Get a proper force plate analysis by a podiatrist. Proper walking care so you don't end up with problems. And they may have to splint the toes if there's a break or a Morton's neuroma, which is a neuroma between the heads of the metatarsals. You know, get a podiatrist evaluation to see if you're developing some problems like nerve entrapment in your foot, like a tarsal tunnel syndrome or a Morton's neuroma or a mechanical foot problem where you need proper not only support, but also to deal with these mechanical and arthritic and other changes like a neuroma on the nerve itself. Lipids and prediabetes. Firstly, never take an HMG chloride reductase inhibitor. Just take Omega Supreme, Omega Cod Liver Liquid, 10 to 20 mils in the morning. Lower your cholesterol. You want to lower triglycerides, Neovasc. You want to lower blood insulin. You want to take leptin metabolic, dibetalene, biotin plus, and you want to raise metabolic rate and convert calories, force colon, and lipo flush. You want to stop C-reactive proteins and RAGE, or advanced glycosylation end products. You want to take Nutri-Trala, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, both all the isomers. You want to take cell detox glutathione and especially ultrathiamine B1, which increases what's called transketolase, and substitute 2 meals and 2 snacks with Glycemix, which is our special drink that contains the thing to block carbo. So you can even take 2 or 3 ounces of this before a meal, and any carbohydrates in the meal are going to be blocked or digested really slowly. So take a little mini glass, 2 to 5 ounces before a meal, half hour, and you're going to block the carbos even in the meal. So we have solutions for everything. Just contact me, and I will provide them for you. A call in number 800-313-9443. I want to see you be brave. Whether you want to talk about Eric Trump or Ivanka, her speech tonight, or just wellness.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and we're continuing with our quest for brave callers. 800-313-9443. We're going to be joined with Tim Alexander in the next hour. And by the way, I'm putting together some videos because the time schedule is so tough for Chris Harris, our nuclear expert. We're going to be putting them up on live stream. If you haven't signed up, go to live stream on our website, on NutriMedical.com, sign up, and you'll get notified when we're doing a live video. Or you'll know later on, you can go back and watch that video on demand. They're also translated over to our Pro Video, Premier Vimeo channel, YouTube channels, Google Play, etc. So they're broadcast everywhere, and you'll be able to get this information. Let's talk about some other kind of medical issues. Most people don't realize how much, as you get older, healthcare issues can take over your life. Okay, we have a caller, and let's see. Let me pull up your phrase. Let's see. Royce. Is that Royce in Texas? Royce in Washington. Royce in Washington. Go
Washington.
Ahead.
Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, this is Royce from Washington. I listen to another radio station. I get up like 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to an AM station that's down there broadcasting from the convention in Cleveland.
Right.
And the person they had on there, Hugh Hewitt, which I think quite a bit of, and he interviewed two of the senators from the Texas part of the convention.
Right.
And both of them, one was a woman, one was a man. Bill Forrest was the man, and they both disagreed with the speech from Ted Cruz last night.
Well, they're easy to disagree with him. That's good.
Because he would not fully endorse Donald J. Trump. And they both, because of the way he went at the end, and he still... You know, I like what they use. One of them, I believe it was Bill Forrest, said, you know, he's got to go, Cruz has got to go like this, you know. If he claims to be a Christian, you know, you ask your almighty creator to forgive your trespasses and forgive those who trespass against you.
Right.
And he says, Cruz is not doing this. He says he's still holding this grudge because of what went on to the previous part of going into the election.
Right.
But they both turned around and fully endorsed Donald J. Trump.
Right. I turned on CNN this morning, got a similar thing with one of the ladies in the CNN panel who said on the floor exactly what you're saying, that it converted a lot of people on the fence to strongly supporting Trump, now realizing what Cruz did was polarize the issue in favor of Trump to say, look, here's the questions you need to ask. Do you want the court stacked with pro-abortion and pro-immigration and pro
war stance, Supreme Court? Do you want to have a presidential candidate that you can't trust anything they say because she's proven over and over again she has poor judgment, she's a liar? Do you want to have, you know, in other words, you ask a series of questions, and what Cruz did was violate his own oath that he was going to support the candidate, and then he says it was abrogated by the fact that it became personal. Well, let me explain. When they first put out that picture of Melania, it was basically naked. It was a super PAC that Cruz knew fully about. So they tried to destroy her persona and character, say she's a bimbo, right? This is Trump's wife. Because Trump himself is a bit of a caricature. He's been in the media for years. So it's easy to attack Trump because he counterpunches and does things, whereas his tongue moves faster than his brain, even though he's a good man. So what they did, the Cruz knew this, and of course, Trump, being a counterpuncher, retweeted somebody that took a picture of Heidi Cruz and Melania saying, hey, my wife's better looking than your wife. That wasn't the issue. If Trump actually went back to Melania, she'd say, don't retweet that. Put out the fact that she is a co-writer of the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, and a supporter of the Project for the New American Century with the Bushes, because Cruz is fully in the back pocket of the globalists and the Bush family. And in fact, it's the reason why he tried to run the so-called I'm an outsider garbage, is because the Bush family, they couldn't stand him either. That's why he's not even well liked in the Senate. But the Bush family couldn't even put up with him. They didn't think that they could control this guy, and he's too much of a narcissistic maniac. Now, it's not to say Cruz isn't smart. He's smart, but evil as hell. And everybody saw when he literally displayed this obscene behavior in the convention that he was not fit. It's a darn good thing he never got further on, but he was not fit to run for president. This is not the kind of person with character you want to have running your country.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Mana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We have Royce in Washington, and we also have, waiting in the livings, Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Royce, any other questions or comments?
No, I wanted to add on to what you said and agree to everything you said. One of the senators on the from the delegates from Texas, the woman said, this might hinder Ted Cruz's re-election to be the senator from Texas, which I hope is the case.
Well, I think and, it may well do. In fact, I think one of the comments made, remember, he was being very Christian and humble, Eric Trump, that he mentioned that he talked to some of the supporters that have been big donors to Ted Cruz in the past, and they said to Eric, even at the convention floor, they weren't going to support any more checks to Ted Cruz. So Cruz has basically harmed himself, and I think he shouldn't have done that because, you know, if you're going to be a Christian, you have to be gracious. We're saved by grace, which means we're all sinners. We have to Amen. Also realize that the race is pretty vicious, but I think some of the super PACs, and I'm pretty sure that Cruz was aware the super PAC was going to do this with Melania, putting a naked picture of her, one of her so-called photo shoots earlier before she became married to Donald. And then, you know, acting like he's so... Because you got to understand that... You know, Melania is a supermodel compared to Heidi Cruz, but that's not the issue. The issue is if Trump actually came back and didn't discuss looks, but talked about policy, NAFTA, the Project for the New American Century, which the Bush family are completely deep in, that would have been really destructive. And then, of course, you got to understand it's not a matter of there's a number of people who bring up the conspiracy theory about Cruz's father being on the ground at the time of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That's not the issue. Just look at his. Don't even talk about that. Talk about what he's actually stated during the campaign, calling out curses against Donald Trump in the church. We're talking about a so-called Christian leader. So, you know, we have somebody who is not behaving as a Christian.
I would like to inject one more thing.
Yeah.
I want to get on with it. You got another caller. I would encourage everybody to pray for Donald J. Trump for the speech that he's going to give tonight. That he
Absolutely.
May weld the whole party together.
I want him to connect with women and with minorities. You know, the assassinate now is minorities. 80% of them say in Florida support Democrats. Now, you got to be a zombie to support the Democratic Party during the current situation, especially if you're a minority. Because if you're black or Hispanic, you're more likely to be unemployed or unemployable in this country, considering what the policies of Obama have done and the economy. And now even, for example, Obamacare, which makes it impossible for employers to bring on people except we call MIC jobs, like part-timers. So you have to understand a lot of the Hispanic families are Christian and pro-life, so how can you be pro-life and then support a pro-abortion
party, which doesn't have anybody that I know publicly talking about pro-life or the rights of life of the child, which is our next generation of Americans. So, you know, you're absolutely correct. This is important for people to understand. It's not just this election cycle. You're talking about stacking the Supreme Court for 30 to 40 years. We're talking about a complete change of direction, which could lead to things like Texit, which is, and Texans don't put up with garbage. I mean, there's tough people around the world, you know, from Iceland around the world. There's not tougher than Texans. You can't mess around with Texas, okay? Every June, they have to vote to stay in the union. That was part of the arrangement for Texas to join. They have a completely separate power grid even. They're not even integrated to the national power grid. So you have to understand, if things go really south, if you get one or two terms of Hillary, I guarantee you, you're going to have Texas. Texas is going to leave. And they're going to take a bunch of states with
them. One more thing.
Yeah.
There's one more thing. They got a movie coming out on the 22nd, and it's called Hillary's World. And I hope this turns the hearts and minds of all the blacks, all the Hispanic, you know, all the reds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and the whites.
Exactly, and I think exactly you're right. And not only that, there's 8 movies coming up between now and Election Day. 8. And I'm going to get Roger Stone back on. He said he's going to come on right after this convention.
Good.
So Roger will be back on. He's a major advisor for Donald Trump, and he's going to have a backdoor directly to it and analyze what happened from the convention, because Cleveland did a fantastic job. I'm proud of Cleveland. The fact that there weren't terrorism, they didn't get inside the convention to disrupt it, and then blame Donald Trump if somebody got hurt. You know, this is really bad stuff. So I appreciate your comments, Royce. We have now Pat in Fort Worth, and then we have Mark in Oregon.
Good day.
Thanks for calling in. I want to see you be brave out there. Pat, your comments, you're from Fort Worth. You're from the state of Texas.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, you mentioned Super PAC. He probably knew that they were going to show that picture. They're not allowed to discuss with a Super PAC anything the Super PAC's going to do. They're not allowed.
I know they're not allowed, but I'm sure that these backdoor things happen either to him or to the campaign people. That's supposedly the rules,
okay.
But we know from the experience and the behavior of Ted Cruz that he doesn't stick to the rules. That's why he ticked off most of the other senators.
Well, I don't know if you can comment on that, because what I'm hearing from talk show hosts everywhere is that they didn't even listen to his speech. He said, vote your conscience, vote choices. Or he said, vote for Ted on the downline choices. Now, what he's talking about is senators, reps. He has been working all over the country putting in people that think like him. And they ask him, they say, are you a Ted person or a Republican? Or are you a status quo published Republican or establishment?
Well, what's a Ted? Let me ask you a question then.
He doesn't communicate well enough to tell people. I guess if I tried to debate Donald and he interrupted me every other word, I would probably get to where I couldn't either, because talk show hosts interrupt you every other word.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you a question,
Todd.
What is a Cruz Republican? Because remember now, if you actually look at his credentials, Cruz is deeply in the establishment. He's, you know, in the background, supported by the Bush family. He wanted to be one of the major candidates when Jeb Bush came in. He basically got bumped out.
They're actually holding that against him without actually saying it.
These are the facts speak, okay? Now, the problem is, what is a Cruz Republican? Some of his policies you have to agree with. Other policies are pretty darn crazy. And if he's a Cruz Republican, firstly, you have to have a coherent policy that's going to create a future that most Republicans can agree on.
Did he follow the rules by not let them talk about the primary next year? No, he didn't. He broke the rules himself.
So who's that now? Who talked to you? What are you saying now?
Reese Priebus, in charge of the Republican Party, he broke their own rules because he wouldn't let them talk about the new rules, which would govern next year's primary. Now, what we're going to have...
Presidential
primary. I didn't say the wrong thing. Next presidential primary.
Oh, you're talking about 4 years from now. Yeah.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, it's but you know, the rulemaking is decided by, but not by Reince Priebus, but by a committee of delegates. Okay, remember, that's how it works. And there was a lot of attempts and here's the thing that's really disturbing. People like Jeb Bush, who violated his oath, and people like Ted Cruz of Iowa results are literally basically saying, why don't you vote for Hillary? We'd rather have Hillary in office for 4 years
or 8 years. Listen to this scenario. Can you listen? Can anybody listen? There is a guy. Okay, she is. There's a rumor she may pick Payne from Virginia, right? Her running mate, right? Right? Right.
But you're talking about Hillary picking Payne from... Yeah.
Okay, there's another guy from Virginia who was once Senator Webb, and he... this is what I hear. I don't have internet. That he's on the internet raising signatures for a third party run. Well, things like that can happen.
Who's going to run a third party? Who's
one run Hillary?
Are you talking about Cruz raising money for a third party?
No,
run?
A guy named Webb.
See, forget it. I know about Webb. Okay, so. Forget that, okay? These are distractions.
Well, let me
just stop for a second, Pat. I'm an interventionary host, okay? I want to ask you some questions. Just stop for a second, Pat. Do you want Hillary Clinton in? If you accepted Cruz's statement and Jeb Bush's, you want Hillary to be president. You want the Supreme Court stack.
I do not want Hillary to be president. I mean,
well, that's what Cruz is saying. That's what Jeb Bush is saying. No, stop talking for a minute. Stop. You are saying that when you say on the floor of the convention what you did with your Cruz. You are saying that when Jeb Bush comes out last week before the convention and says he doesn't think Trump is presidential. You are saying you'd rather put up with Hillary for 4 years.
No, I just tried to tell you things can happen between now.
No. It's an absolute. It's a yes or no. If I'm a switchman on a line, let's say in a railway, they're either going to go on one line or the other.
I'm glad everybody's watching elections, but I don't really believe they have been watching them very many years, because what they do is they start raising signatures to get on the ballot in November, but you can't have voted in either primary. Now, that's going to be hard to find somebody who had voted in either primary, but...
That's not the issue here. The issue is if you don't have cohesiveness in the party, they're trying to commit suicide to make certain... Remember now, there's Republican... Let me finish. Let me finish. There's Republican... No, stop. There's Republican and Democratic people in the district of criminals that would much rather have, just like the head of the Senate, would much rather have Hillary in their power than Trump. Because Trump's going to clean up the mess of the corruption. And the fact is, when Cruz and Jeb Bush come out like this, this is a criminal activity of a person who's not a Republican, who's an establishment person, who's a rhino Republican name only, who isn't really concerned about being pro-life, pro-America, pro-jobs, or anything. They're basically destroying...
Look at how people vote. Nobody looked at Obama's vote. If they had it, nobody... But anyway, the point is that Cruz has done what he would say he would do. He's done it. He's for states' rights. If you want to know about gay marriage, he said that's a state right thing. And he sticks with what he said. That's why Texas wanted him. That's why so many people wanted him.
Well, I'm sure he said some things that resonated with people.
What you want is somebody who represents you. That's what you want. Somebody who'll represent what you want them to do.
Okay, do you want someone who represent that they want to not have solidarity in the Republican Party so they guarantee Hillary Clinton? Yes or no?
The
answer is just
Party.
Yes or no. It's not.
The
there's no. There, Pat, I'm putting you on the spot. Is it a yes or no? Pat, stop. Is it a yes or no? Do you want. No, listen, you listen now. Is it yes or no? Do you want Cruz to destroy the solidarity in the Republican Party so Hillary comes in and destroys the country?
He hasn't destroyed it. They destroyed it.
He tried so did Jeb Bush. Now, if there's a margin of 2 or 3 percentage...
I don't care who destroyed it.
If there's a margin of 2 or 3 percentage... Listen, Pat, if there's a margin of 2 or 3 percentage points in the vote because of the demographics, which tend to favor the Democrats, do you not think that there are enough establishment people like Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz that want to swing it enough so they guarantee that Hillary gets in? Yes. Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay, I'm going to move on to our next caller, Mark. I appreciate you calling in, Pat. Thank you. Mark in Oregon, go ahead.
Good evening to you, Dr. Bill. Actually, good afternoon here.
Yeah.
Good to speak with you.
Well, it's actually quarter to two because you're on the West Coast too. I know you're up in Oregon, so it's still good morning.
Yeah.
unless you're in the mountain states like Colorado. So okay, you heard the conversation with Pat. People need to get it straight. If you make a specific support, it means you support a decision that's going to have a consequence. And people need to understand supporting Cruz or supporting Jeb Bush is not okay. It's not, let's put it this way. It's not okay, whether it's friends or relatives or other people, to say it's okay for you to have your inconsequential right to vote for Hillary Clinton. You have to ask a series of questions. So you ask your friend or neighbor or other person, okay, do you want the next generation of Americans to be aborted? Do you want to have a nation with an open border that has no borders? Do you want a bipartisan security bill that takes away your rights to not only carry weapons, but also sues the gun manufacturing companies? Do you want to have a system where our military aren't getting proper benefits or care, so our veterans are coming back shattered? Do you want to have a military policy that guarantees we're going to have a future war with Russia, and even Putin's warned against it? Do you want to have a policy that the Middle East continues to be in disarray, and they flood more and more millions of people into Europe or America or Australia? Do you want a policy where the mosques are allowed to radicalize, but we don't use the word extreme Islamic terrorism? Do you want to have all these things? Because if you do, then you're voting for evil, and you, doing that, are evil. And people need to start taking responsibility. Obama is just a symptom of an evil culture that thinks it's okay to vote for pro-abortion, pro-open borders, pro-globalism. Because remember, Obama is not pro-American. He's pro-globalism, pro-abortion, pro-Islam. He won't make any statement whatsoever against Islam, and he constantly uses Islamic symbols like pointing toward the sky, which is a symbol of Taqiya and Maruna. You have to understand who this monster is. The same with Hillary. It's another extension, but even worse. If Hillary gets in power, it'll be more of the same, only 10 times more poisonous.
That's right, Dr. Bell. It's really just with the hypothetical presidency of Ted Cruz, he's just simply another agent like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton that goes, back through our history.
Exactly. When people try to say about this and about that in primaries, look, that's smoke and mirrors. I like to deal with facts and consequences. And I was a surgeon, intensive care, et cetera. You got to deal with facts or you got a dead patient, okay?
That's right.
When you're dealing with geopolitical or engineering things, like I'm a scientist and I'm working in a lab, if I mix the wrong chemicals, I blow up the lab and myself.
That's right.
Now, when you look at these facts, you cannot tolerate Ted Cruz doing this on the... Now, Trump basically, I think, made a major error in some ways by allowing this man to come on and say his horrendous things. But it was so horrendous, people on the fence realized the reality of it. Again, this is how you convince people. I like the speech by Trey Gowdy. He says, you don't convince people by insulting them and telling them that they're stupid. But you do when you raise questions or crystallize an issue. What Cruz did is he crystallized the issue so clearly that people that were sitting on the fence said, oh, I want Trump, man. I realize if I don't have Trump, I'm going to have the consequence of what this monster wants to do to our government.
Yeah, Trump
and the future.
Gave him enough rope to hang himself.
Right, and he hung, not only hung himself, anybody with sense, and the lady who was on CNN's panel this morning when I watched it, said clearly, all the people on the floor who were waffling on whether or not they should support Trump were 100% basically saying, oh man, when I saw now what Cruz did, I got to support Trump because I know the consequences are grisly.
Well, the Texas delegation had a talk with Cruz today. He wouldn't change around on anything relative to his behavior last night, and they weren't happy with it, right?
Well, it's an obscenity to the Texans are good people. They're solid Christians. They're patriots. They're good people. They're one of the backbone of our military bases, et cetera, in Texas. It's obscene that he did this. Now, did he not have some policies that some people in the states with states' rights can resonate with? True. But the fact is, we did pass the DOMA, or Defense of Marriage Act, even under idiot Bill Clinton, but then he goes and violates it, and they then pass these other bills through the Supreme Court trying to push gay marriage and, you know, screwing up who goes to what bathrooms and so on. John F. Kennedy wanted to put a man on the moon. Obama wanted to put a man in the woman's washroom.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, Dr. Bill.
Stay right there, Mark.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Additional comments or questions?
Yes, Dr. Bill, I have two short quotes, and I don't think most people have actually heard them, in particular one of them.
That's good.
As well as a Bible verse, and I think all three, the two quotes from the Bible verse really apply to, of course, Donald Trump personally, but in the macro cosmic aspect, I think it shows us that, in my heart, this is a move of God.
Right.
Now, on a relatively obscure religious program several months ago that I just happened to tune into and going through my AM dial, don't listen to the program, I don't know the name of it, but I came in somewhere after it had begun, and Donald Trump was being interviewed. He said that he feels that he's making up. That's his objective, one of his objectives, outside of saving the country, basically, that he's making up for his sins of the past.
Which is good. He's coming with a repentant. He's coming for a repentant heart for, yeah, if we have a repentant heart and we realize, and this is something I want to continue to repeat. It says, and this gospel will be preached to the whole world, and the end shall come.
Yes.
The most intelligent and the most creative, in terms of poetry, music, etc. In fact, the manager of the music in heavenlies was Satan, the bringer of light. You have to understand what Trump is saying is, I've done things which I regret, and I'm going to do this to make it right because I realize I owe it to America, I owe it to my Creator God, I owe it to my family and the future generations, so I'm going to do this. Because believe me, what he did is he spent billions of his own money, ticked off a lot of people in business. In fact, there were places like Trump Towers in Canada where they literally tried to take the Trump name off the towers in Toronto and Vancouver because he did this. So he lost a lot of money. He didn't do this so he's getting more celebrity. He already is a top celebrity.
No, it's been a sacrifice for him, and it continues to be for him personally. He could lose all that being his life. He wears a bulletproof vest all the time.
Right.
DeVille, he carries Mutcher all of the time. He knows the danger that he knows the evil force.
My gut feeling is Donald Trump knows more about what's really going on in the world than you can imagine. In fact, if you could sit down at coffee or tea with him, and he would tell you straight up, because he's not a drinker, straight up exactly his worldview, which needs to expand further, what he'll find when he gets briefings and get presidential level clearance. He's probably very significantly freaked out by what he sees coming, and he knows that if he, who's outside the system and has the finances to do it, because remember, it's the only situation on earth where you spend $1 billion to get a $1 million job.
Well, that's right. He's not doing it for ego. He's not doing it to further his supposed narcissistic tendencies. That's all a bunch of baloney. He's making a sacrifice for God and country, and it's just that simple.
Well,
I think even his name,
we talked about this in Matthew. My son will be back on talking about his birthday. By the way, his birthday and my wife's birthday are the same day. Donald Trump is a fiery personality. He has some character defects, and he's a lot characterized, but the man is a good man. He doesn't drink, smoke, he has a solid family. If you just see his family, you say, wow, this guy is a good American.
That's right, Dr. Bill.
And he's, maybe he's a baby Christian, but he's learning. He's submitting to God. He's saying, God, let me surround me with good, godly men and women to make America great again.
Yep.
And we can't let people think it's okay to vote for Hillary. It's okay to support Ted Cruz because Ted had a few good policies. It's not okay to support Ted Cruz. It's not okay to support Jeb Bush and the Bush crime family. It's not okay to support the destruction of America by evil. It's not. If you do it, you partake in it, you have the blood on your hands, and you have the souls that are destroyed because of the destruction, not only of our economy and their health, but their souls. That's how bad it is.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.